The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord. The woman who spoke out in the crowd was justified in what she said because she did not know how the birth of Jesus came about. At the time of Jesus, which was much different than today's, you know, world, obviously children was influenced almost 99% by their parents, by their family. The only school they went to was a religious school, if they went to school. There was no internet, no TV, no radio, nothing outside influences that will influence the children. The parents were the one who really passed on their faith, their values to their children. And today still, that's true. The church looks at parents as the first teachers of the faith to their children. And that's why the woman said what she said, that the way Jesus grew up to be, the credit goes to his mother, obviously, because the mother was at the home and the one who was more responsible in rearing the children. But Jesus knew how his birth came about. Before Mary could be his mother, Mary, she has to listen to the word of God and say yes to the message of the archangel. That's what made Mary the mother of Jesus. Her yes, a simple, humble girl, given the task of being the mother of the Savior of the world, the mother of the Son of God, and she said yes to it. Not because she understood how that's going to happen, not because it was an easy responsibility, but because she trusted in God. If we trust God, we too also should be listening to the word of God and putting it in action into our lives. By saying what Jesus said, he's not taking away anything from Mary, but actually he's offering each one of us to be like Mary, to be his disciple. Because every time we listen to his words and we put them into action, then Jesus becomes alive. Jesus takes on a human flesh. It is our flesh. Obviously not just like Mary's, but still we make God present when we put his words into action. He becomes real in the world today as long as we give praise and thanks to God for what he accomplishes through us, just like Mary did in her Magnificat. So maybe the question for us to reflect on today, do we hear the word of God? When we come to Mass, do we really listen to the readings? Because this is the word of God. Do we take time at home, a part of our personal prayer every day, to read something from the Gospels and reflect on it? What is God trying to tell me? Just like God had specific requests from Mary, God has specific plan for each one of us, and God guides us along our journey of life. When we're trying to make decisions or not knowing where to go, which direction to go, do we ask God? Do we include him and welcome him in our lives like Mary did into her life? Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it.